In the next few days, if you're watching network TV, you may see this.
Smoking kills, on average, 1,200 Americans every day. More people die every year from smoking than from murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined.
This smoking causes commercial is funded by big tobacco companies, and they're airing after more than a decade of delay. And for more on this, we're joined by Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Hey, John, welcome back.
Thank you.
So how did it come to be that big tobacco companies are funding commercials about how bad smoking is?
Yeah, this goes back to 1999. The Department of Justice sued the tobacco companies for billions of dollars for health-related expenses that the federal government puts out in Medicaid payments for smoking-related illnesses. It took until 2006, so a federal judge said yes, found them guilty of racketeering charges. And then for the last 11 years, they've been wrangling over this language. Under racketeering charges, you can't collect money. So the judge said, basically, you need to go out and make these corrective statements and tell the public that you've deceived them and give them the facts about tobacco use and smoking-related illnesses.
Now, I would assume all the ads are true, but how strong are the statements in these ads compared to, say, what the American Cancer Society would advocate for?
They're much weaker. Initially, what they wanted the tobacco companies to say is, we deceived the public. We went out and told Congress under oath that nicotine wasn't addictive or cigarettes weren't addictive. So it's much weaker. That's what they've been wrangling over for the last 11 years. But at this point, they need to run full-page ads in about 50 newspapers over the next 5 months, and they need to run five television spots on the big three networks, a television spot five times a week on the big three networks for the next year. So it's a lot of exposure, but it's exposure in media that don't appeal to young people as much as they used to.
Let's talk about that. You've just mentioned newspapers, network TV. I mean, this is just not the way that people, especially young people who might be vulnerable to smoking and starting smoking, that's not how they consume their news content or any of their content. So, you know, will this be effective going through that way?
It'll be effective to some degree. But I mean, the media world has basically changed dramatically since even this ruling was first issued in 2006. So, you know, they said go back to the places where you advertise cigarettes most heavily and then do these corrective statements there. But it's not going to be as effective as it might be. And it's going to be about $30 million, which is lunch money to the tobacco companies.
Sure. Yeah. You know, the companies have said, well, obviously they don't like this. They've said it's a forced public confession designed to shame and humiliate them. Now, say what you will about smoking, but that is an interesting situation to put a company in. Do you think that the message would lose any of its oomph because of the fact that they're just sort of like forced to do it?
Well, I think that's part of it if people know that. But also if you listen to the voiceover, it sounds like a computer-generated voice. Mm-hmm. So it's got this sort of otherworldly kind of feeling to it. And it's going to be out of context. People aren't going to really understand why they're there. They're just going to see them and they may or may not be effective.
All right. Well, we tried to add some of the context here. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Thanks very much.
Thank you.